All right, wrestling fans, it is the time that you have been waiting for. Merry Christmas. I hope you have enjoyed the theological side with the O-Antiphons before Christmas, or enjoying the 12 days of Christmas now. But for you wrestling fans, those of you who are here primarily for Pro Wrestling America, this is what you've been waiting for. Christmas Chaos 22. Five big matches. Random stipulations in every match, not revealed until the time of the match. But there is one bit of business we have to take care of first. Gino has not returned my calls. He refuses to tell me why he keeps no showing cards. I've let him know that he has been fired from the PWA. Hopefully whatever is going on with him can be straightened out and he can come back in and have a good run in the PWA. Again, he is not one of my favorites from the world-class days or from Southwest Christian Wrestling or Championship Wrestling. But you have to admit, everybody who has been a wrestling fan for any amount of time, especially those who were wrestling fans in the 80s, knew that the one guy who would best take Ole Anderson's place in the Four Horsemen, not Lex Luger, not Barry Windham, although of all the guys in there, that variation of the Horsemen is definitively the best. Gino Hernandez would have been a great fourth horseman. I mean, you think of Ric Flair being the world heavyweight champion, Arn and Tully being the world tag team champions, and Gino being either the television champion or the U.S. champion. I mean, they did it all the time with the Horsemen. Would have been great. But for right now, we are saying goodbye to Gino in the PWA. As I said, five big matches. Every title on the line. Well, I guess I take that back. The World Tag Team titles are not on the line. Neither are the... Okay, I may just restart this, but no. This is kind of the point of live action podcasting is... Okay, I goofed up. Woohoo! All right. Three big titles matches here. Television title on the line. Brickhouse Brown defending against Iron Mike Sharp again. Illinois title on the line. Chris Candido defending the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And World Heavyweight title on the line. Great Muta defending against Stone Cold Steve Austin. But also you have Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack, number one contender for the Illinois Heavyweight title. And then you have New Age Outlaws and Bad Company. Getting them in the ring together, this should be good. We start off with the television title on the line. Brickhouse Brown defending the title against Iron Mike Sharp. And Brickhouse and Sharp come down to the announce table. Mark Lawrence announces from the sealed envelope that the television title will be defended in a strap match. And Brickhouse uses the strap to whip and choke Sharp whenever possible, finally getting the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 52 seconds. Your winner and still television champion, Brickhouse Brown. Next match has the number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title, Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack. Iceman and Cactus, without their managers, make their way to the announce table. Mark Lawrence is waiting there with the sealed envelope, holding the stipulation for the match. He opens it and finds a card with another sealed envelope inside. Lawrence reads the card, letting everyone know that this match is a number one contender match. Again. Dylan comes out, which then, of course, brings Sunshine out. He demands to know what the second envelope says. Lawrence opens it and with a smile reads that it'll be a Texas death match. Why not? All right, Iceman King Parsons, Cactus Jack, Texas death match for the number one contendership for the Illinois heavyweight title. Everyone heads down to the ring. As the bulk of the rules are thrown out for the match, the rest of the managers, wrestlers, come out to the ring as a sign of support, air quotes in there, for those in the ring, as Dylan tells Nick Patrick. The wrestlers around the ring can't help but get involved in the match. After the 20-minute mark, Cowboy Ron Bass and Honky Tonk Man climb into the ring. Bass has a chair. Honky Tonk Man has his guitar. They swing at each other, but their stablemates get in the way. Cactus gets hit by the chair. Iceman gets hit by the guitar. Iceman lands on top of Cactus. The rest of the stables climb into the ring, but they quickly clear each other out. Patrick makes the 3 count for Iceman. A moment later, he begins the 10 count, as neither man is moving. When he gets to 7, Iceman finally rolls to his knees. At 9, Iceman is up to a kneeling position, and Cactus is rolled over to his stomach. As Patrick reaches 10, Iceman is up to his feet. Cactus is still on the mat. Patrick calls for the bell and raises Iceman's hand. The ring again fills with both sides as the others brawl until security breaks them up. But your winner, in a time of 24 minutes, 14 seconds, is Iceman King Parsons, your new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title. But who does he get to challenge? That's the next match. Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Chris Candido defends the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And again, Candido and Gilbert appear without their managers at the interview desk. Mark Lawrence pulls out the sealed envelope and reads that the match will be a pole match. Candido hands the heavyweight title belt to David Manning for him to place on the pole attached to the ring post. Missy and Dylan meet their wrestlers as they come down the entranceway to the ring, but Missy and Dylan keep themselves out of the match, wanting their wrestler to win the match cleanly. However, the wrestling in and out of the ring is anything but clean. Both Gilbert and Candido are busted open very early. Candido seemingly has the match won after a pile driver, but he goes for the Pittsburgh plunge instead of climbing the pole. Gilbert rolls out of the way, and he ties Candido up in the ropes while he points to the pole. Dylan comes over to release Candido, but Missy stops him with a glare. Don't know why Dylan stopped. I mean, Missy just looking at him. But what happened in the pickup truck? That glare, ice cold as it might be, shouldn't normally stop J.J. Dylan in his tracks. But something happened, and Missy gets the upper hand. Gilbert climbs the pole and retrieves the title belt to become your new Illinois heavyweight champion in a time of 13 minutes, 3 seconds. So we see that it will be, at some point in the future, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert versus Iceman King Parsons for the Illinois heavyweight title. And that should be a great match. And I seriously doubt that it will be just a single match to decide that. All right, the semi-main event. I mean, we could probably build this as the first of a double main event. But with everything that has gone on the last few weeks between the New Age Outlaws and Bad Company, where else should it happen? Should there be maybe a closing chapter to that storyline than at Christmas Chaos? The Outlaws and Bad Company come to the announce table. When Mark Lawrence announces that the match will be a double dog collar match, Gary Hart gets enraged that his wrestlers will be treated like animals. But his guys won in the ring. So both tag teams get to the ring, have the dog collars attached to their throats. The match is an absolute bloodbath. No matter what the wrestlers try to do, they can't put the other team away. Finally, all four men are bleeding profusely. Tommy Young wants to end the match and just throw it out. But I don't let him. The match finally ends when Tanaka pins Billy after him choking him unconscious with the chain. Your winner's Bad Company in a time of 20 minutes, 1 second. Is this the end? Does Bad Company get the upper hand in the end over the Outlaws? Or will this keep going? And maybe we'll see them again at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. We'll have to find out. But for right now, Bad Company stands tall, victorious in the ring. And now we have the main event. World Heavyweight Title. Great Muta defending against Stone Cold Steve Austin. And when Muta and Austin get to the announce table, everyone is excited to see what the stipulation will be. Mark Lawrence opens the sealed envelope, reads that it will be a barbed wire match. As the barbed wire is wrapped around the ring ropes, Muta and Austin begin to battle around the announce table. Austin crawls onto the announce table and drags Muta onto it. Austin nails the stunner through the table before heading down to the ring. Austin waits there as Muta gets up and slides under the ring ropes. Austin starts the match very quickly, and it's another bloodbath. Austin and Muta rip each other apart with the barbed wire. David Manning finally stops the match because Austin's forehead was busted open. His blood was dripping into his eyes, and he wasn't able to see. So your winner and still world heavyweight champion in a time of 27 minutes, 44 seconds, Great Muta, who gets to keep the title in Motor City Wrestling for a little while longer. All right, that's Christmas Chaos, guys. We are excited to see what 2023 will bring. What new wrestlers, what new storylines, as we come off of Christmas Chaos and get ready for St. Valentine's Day Massacre. We'll hear more about that next week as to what the supercard is going to look like then. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite. Thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas season as we continue to go through the 12 days of Christmas. And I hope that you have a very bright and safe New Year's Eve as we get ready to start 2023 in the PWA and with all of the Wrestling with Theology podcast.